Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. And Kim, the latest supply and demand numbers were released this week.
Yeah, there was a report. It was no surprise the released estimates were right along what the market was expecting. You look at all wheat ending stocks up 5 million bushels. That's insignificant. Hard red winter wheat ending stocks up 15 million. That's semi-significant, but no impact. Corn down 50 million bushels, but when you've got 1.9 billion ending stocks, that's insignificant. And soybeans were down 20 million. And again, not much impact on the market.
And then how are the export markets looking this week?
You look at the wheat exports, all wheat are right at expectations at 24% less than last year. You look at hard red winter wheat exports, they're about 37% lower than last year. USDA's estimates is at 34. So they're both relatively close to where we'd expect them to be.
Let's take a look at wheat now. How are prices looking this week?
The wheat prices are just wallowing around. I think they're waiting for the wheat to come out of dormancy. You know, looking at what's going on around the world, India, Pakistan, those harvests will start next month. And I think the market's just kind of waiting. They're watching that Kansas City July price. I think at critical points is around 555. If it breaks that, then it might run down to around 535, 540. On the upside, you want it to break 576 to start an uptrend.
And finally, you've been on the road this week to Texas. Tell us how the wheat was looking down that direction.
Looks relatively good. In Oklahoma, you'd expect it to be dry, but the wheat looks like it's wintered relatively well. You get down to Wichita Falls area, they've got moisture down there, and they're very optimistic about the wheat crop. Right now, I'd say that this wheat crop, even though it's semi-dry, it's got some good prospects for the 2015 year.
Okay, we'll keep our fingers crossed. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.